Hey everyone, welcome to Fendrin Cast 84. We're in the run-up to Christmas now. I hope you've all got your lists from Wiggle out for Santa. There's Black Friday coming up as well this week, so I'm hoping that you know, all of the stuff that I want is on that list, and has been viewed by the boss and the kids. So yeah, welcome to the show. It's been quite a busy week, really, in cycling terms. We've had the BBC documentary on how British cycling became so successful. We've had some cross, we've had the Ghent 6 Day, and we've had can you call it Wiggins Gate 2? The UCAD decision to drop charges, or not even bring charges against Bradley Wiggins, Team Sky, for the now infamous Jiffy bag. And I think, like, there was a post on the blog the other day where I kind of said that I wasn't particularly interested in getting involved in the whys, and whether he did or whether he didn't. My main interest has been how the whole thing's been handled by the wider media, who seem to have a bit of beef with Team Sky and Sir Bradley, and the cycling media that seems to be falling over itself to try and make some rather unpleasant kind of comparisons, shall we say. So, starting with the non-cycling media, and I wonder whether the fact that Sky are involved in this team is part of the, you know, call me cynical, but, you know, the News International papers maybe have gone a little bit easier, and the non-Rupert Murdoch-owned wider press seem to have been a bit more critical. Now, you could look at that one of two ways, where you're saying that you know, Murdoch's going to manage the message because he sponsors, or, you know, Sky sponsor the team. Or you can kind of, you know, look at it the other way, that there is no story really here, and the other elements of the media are taking it as an opportunity to put the boot in. As always with things like this, I think the truth is probably a little bit in the middle, and the wider media is not going to miss an opportunity to have a kick at Mr. Murdoch. Everyone likes a kick at Mr. Murdoch. The BBC's had a few goes, you know, on things like Have I Got News For You and other programmes. So why not? Why wouldn't they take an opportunity to boot in? Bradley Wiggins almost is probably, you know, a secondary bit of collateral damage in it. The cycling media itself has surprised me ever so slightly. And of course, the internet, that, you know, that bastion of truth and honesty, has kind of come out and made its stance, and their stance generally is that, you know, the two big podcasts, maybe the Cycling News podcast, has been quite anti-Sky, anti-Wiggins. Daniel Benson seems to have a particularly large gripe at them, with them, and seems to, you know, take any opportunity he can to put the boot in, and he's done that again with this week's podcast. And then you've got the and you've got the internet saying, oh, he's too hard, he can't be objective, he's got a grudge. Fine. Then in the other camp, you've got the cycling podcast, which seems to, so the internet says, is probably a bit favourable towards Sky and Wiggins. And interestingly, you know, when Sir Dave Brailsford wanted to talk about the Jiffy bag a while back, it was their show that he used to come out and show the alleged openness and transparency that people wanted to. I think the main thing that both, you know, that both elements of the media and, you know, all of the big players in the cycling media world have agreed on is that it's quite an unsatisfactory end, you know, and that UCAD probably, with the thoughts of legal action from Tyson Fury going their way, have been keen not to put the boot into another big British sports star, because he might divert some of his cash gains back and sue them, allegedly. So a pretty unsatisfactory affair ends. We've still got the Parliament findings from their investigation. Whether they'll be that much different, because, you know, the same people who didn't appear in UCAD, the mysterious Dr. Richard Freeman, didn't appear at that one either, to the best of my knowledge. So, you know, we're in a position where we might not actually gain that much more knowledge. Who knows? Not me, that's for certain. So, yeah, a shame that it's dragged on. It's a shame that there's not really any closure, because the feeling, I think, in many people's minds is that this will go, you know, rear its ugly head again, and that, you know, Wiggins isn't in the clear, nor a Team Sky. On we go, then. We'll see how that pans out. The other big kind of news of the week has been the Ghent six-day, which, considering it seemed to have sort of allegedly sells out all the time, the Sunday afternoon session seemed to be pretty empty at De Koper. But a fantastic event. The most crazy track that you'll ever see in terms of steepness. It always puts me in the mind of one of those like spherical ball things at the circus that people ride motorbikes around, going upside down and all that kind of crazy stuff. But probably more dramatic visually than the track was Elia Viviani's Olympic Omnium Champions bike, a gold Pinarello. And not kind of like a dull finish gold, it was proper sheened and shined Pinarello that glittered on the track. It looked do you know what? It actually looked beautiful. I think there's plenty of people who'll say that that bike looked really naff. Maybe not me. I thought it was quite a pretty bicycle. I liked it. I think he's done well. And then we kind of move on to the next rounds of the cyclocross series, and it's kind of starting to when we'd sort of all given it up as a Matthew van der Poel benefit ride round, with the Worlds coming close, the rest of the riders are coming back a little bit closer to him. You may have seen that YouTube footage of that amazing race the other day where he managed to get a mechanical and had to run, you know, and depends on who you speak to, a quarter of a lap, 500 metres, half a lap, 20 miles with his bike to get back to the pits, and he still got back in the group. But you know, things are just starting to level out a little bit in cyclocross, which would be fantastic with the World Championships coming up to actually have, you know, a competition, because the way that it had been shaping up, and you know, even at Koppenberg Cross, he was looking like he was so far ahead of the others that they were already racing for the silver medal. But you know, maybe friend of the podcast Lawrence Svek can still do it, maybe still get a medal, we shall see. Other than that, there's not been too much excitement to report. We've had the detailed tour routes are starting to dribble out, which is quite interesting to see. We've got the end, if anyone's thinking of riding the Maserati Tour of Yorkshire Sportif, we've got the end of the cheap or better priced options coming up at the end of the month for that. And for local riders, the Tour of Cambridgeshire has released a few more places for the time trial, should you wish to be entering that. So there was still some last time I looked a day or so ago. So if you were thinking of riding the time trial, now's the time, because I think it's pretty much now or never if you're going to enter. So get along with that. Other than that, we're in the AGM and club dinner season for local cycling clubs. I know St Ives have had their AGM recently. I know Fenland had their dinner in Yaxley at the weekend, where Paul Lund was close to sweeping the board after some of his astonishingly brilliant time trial results. All done kind of while training to do a triathlon. So it's amazing, isn't it? So yeah, we'll get, and obviously, as you know, we do the website for Fenland, so after a period of inactivity, we'll look to try and get those results, those prize winners on the site as soon as we possibly can. So yeah, that's it for this week. Hopefully this weather pattern, that it's kind of mild in the week and freezing at the weekends, won't continue. It'll flip over a bit, because I have to say Sunday was not a great experience, getting battered by frost and cold winds out there. But hey, we still do it because we love it. Keep telling myself that. How true it is will remains to be seen, of course. So yeah, guys, thank you very much for listening. Give us a listen, give us a share. More to come on the kit. I've had a couple of questions about kit. We are pretty close to getting the design signed off, so fingers crossed. And yeah, it is something a bit different. That's all I'll say. So yeah, take care, guys, and we will speak soon. Have a good week.